Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. The Indians and the White Sox will play in Game 3 tonight, and I don't think it's any coincidence, and it's just that it'd be the White Sox in town tonight for the unveiling of the Larry Doby statue, because he was a manager for the White Sox at one time, but of course he broke the color barrier in the American League with the Cleveland Indians. And as Bob Feller said, he goes, Jackie Robinson got a lot of credit, but Larry Doby went through all of the same things Jackie Robinson did. And I know there's some history with you and your family and Larry Doby.
Oh, it's amazing. My dad was actually traded for Larry twice, which, you know, is kind of a pretty cool thing. I mean, going, I believe, to the White Sox and then coming from Detroit over to Cleveland. And, you know, my dad tells a story, and I made sure I went and looked it up because I didn't want to be telling everybody that and have it not be true. So that's kind of a cool thing to talk about. You know, with Larry, it's really something because he was, what, 5 weeks or month or 2 months after Jackie Robinson, but you don't hear nearly as much. And I'm sure he endured every single same thing that Jackie Robinson had. But in our society, it seems like, you know, when you're first, that's what makes, you know, nobody remembers who's second on the moon. Or, you know, it's like, you know, who lost the World Series. It's always that first one. And to Larry's cause, that's a shame, because I'm sure he had to endure just stuff that we don't even want to think about.
You know what? I think it's been really neat, too, that you, your coaches and players have been at these ceremonies. Last year, the unveiling of Jim Thome's statue, and tonight, Larry Doby's, because you obviously feel that's important that they be there.
Respect for the game is very important. And, you know, we can adjust our schedule a little bit. You know, we'll end up, we'll hit the cages afterwards. And that's not going to affect the game, but I think it's important for us to show not only our respect for the people in the game, but the game also.
Isn't it what makes our game so unique, Terry, is that we really do relish the past, and to have Bob and Jim and Larry's statues outside the ballpark now, I think is what makes our game what it is.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, some people complain about it being a little bit slower, but this is also the part that where you sit around and you talk about it and you go back and forth, and that's part of the beauty of our game, and I hope that part never goes away.
Is that what keeps you coming back? I mean, you've already won two World Series. You could be doing anything. Is it just a hold of the game that keeps you coming back?
Yeah, Hammy, because, I mean, you know, there's times, you know, when we're so frustrated that, you know, and people have asked me, why are you doing this? I love it. I about lose my mind sometimes, but I mean, I love doing what I'm doing, and it's hard, but it doesn't mean, you know, and this is the only thing I've ever done, and I don't want to do anything else. And there are days that are harder than others, for sure, but until you lose that drive, you know, and then when that happens, then it's unfair to the organization and to the players, but I don't feel like that.
Boy, if we thought Samardzija and last night Quintana are tough, oh, yeah, by the way, it's Chris Sale tonight. My goodness, it makes you wonder how Chicago's record is what it is, because Sale might be as good as anybody in the game right now.
I agree, and it's, you know, we got to be careful because you start feeling bad for yourself, and I guarantee you Chris Sale isn't sitting over there feeling bad for us. He is one of the better competitors with some of the best stuff in all of baseball, and we've faced him a lot. We've beat him. He's beat us, but you know you better get ready because it's coming at you.
Jason Kipnis not in the lineup tonight. How's he doing?
His neck's just been a little bit stiff. We had talked the last couple of days, and I said, hey, you know, let's get you to today. If we can do that, we'll give you a day or at least a half day off, and hopefully that'll help him bounce back because he's played an awful lot.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.